So far, U.S. health officials have confirmed dozens of cases of swine flu in five states: New York, California, Texas, Kansas, and Ohio. We're going to check in now on three of those states, starting in New York. It has the highest number of confirmed infections, 28 people, all connected to a Catholic high school in Queens. Some students from St. Francis Prep had gone to Mexico for spring break. A teacher and family members are also affected. NPR's Margo Adler has more.
None of the students are seriously ill. All had mild cases and are recovering. Mayor Michael Bloomberg told a news conference that the only important number was one.
We are still dealing with a single cluster of swine flu cases, all associated with this one school.
There was a report that a daycare center in the Bronx had six cases of swine flu, but the tests turned out to be negative. Emergency rooms saw an uptick of people coming in worried about flu symptoms. The mayor said this was not evidence of flu.
And our preliminary information is that they have not seen severely ill people, but have seen some people who are worried about the flu.
Most New Yorkers were just going about their business.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to Citi Field.
The New York Mets played a home game last night, and no one walking into the new Citi Field Stadium or buying tickets for the game seemed worried about being with thousands of people in the one New York City borough with confirmed cases of swine flu. Here are Mets fans Tom Packer, Dina Bonifacio, John Sushaki, Marilyn and Bill Rostrum, and Robin Davey. Weren't you a little concerned?
I'm aware of what you're talking about, but I really hadn't thought about it, so I guess the answer is no. If I see anybody who has it, I go the other way.
No, not really, because it's such a small percentage compared to how many people are going to be here.
I'm not worried about it.
Me? No. I'm not afraid. No. Not at all.
Why?
So far, it's in one high school, and it's not been in the general public. That's why.
I'm not going to Mexico, but I can go to Citi Field, but not Mexico.
We're going to wash our hands frequently.
New Yorkers taking it all in stride. Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.